at the Fiddle and Steel Guitar Bar in Nashville, Tennessee, along with the Rascal Flatts, part homecoming, part album premiere for the brand new album Nothing Like This on Big Machine Records. That's it's in stores and available everywhere November 16th. Just to kind of set the stage, back, what was it, 98, 99, you and Jay were here playing. Yeah, Joe Don had not arrived on the scene.
Correct. Yeah, he was still in diapers and Similac in Pitcher, Oklahoma. And we, Jay, it was funny because none of this was here. We played on the other side. So where the bar is at now, it was just a little stage. And it wasn't big enough for Jay and I both to sit on there. So I'd sit on a little stool on a stage by myself. And this, and then there was a cigarette machine right there. And then Jay would set his keyboards up right there. And sometimes
that's back when you could still smoke in a bar.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
What was that like?
Back in my day, you used to be able to smoke in a bar.
That's when you had to burn your clothes every night when you went home?
Yeah, pretty well, we could.
Or every morning when you went home.
Yeah. We had one pair of britches and one Ocean Pacific t-shirt. That was it.
We did skip one important part, and the two of you guys are playing here is Deuces Wild or whatever, and Jay and Joe Don are on the road with Shelley Wright, and then what, one night your guitar player can't make it or doesn't show up, or?
Yeah, they had just knocked the wall down there, and this was the first time they had used this stage for a full band. And we'd been playing here about a year with another guy named Shane Sutton. He was playing guitar, and the night before we were... Or right before we were coming here to play one night, he called and said, "Man, I've got the flu. I'm so sorry, but I can't make it tonight." So I remembered how Joe Don and I had talked several times about how much we loved similar types of music and loved a lot of the same artists growing up. And I had the notion to call him, so I picked up the phone and I said, "Joe Don, we're kind of in a pinch. You're the last guy on my long list of people that I've called." I'm kidding.
He's always loved me. Can't you tell? You feel it?
Listen, he's the greatest guitar player in this room. Joe Don was really, really great. We'd become really good friends on the road with Shelley Wright. I called him up. He said, "Man, I'll be there. Give me about 30 minutes. He was sitting up where he is right now. He was plugging his amp in, and we walked in the door. This is the true story. And Gary went, "Who the hell is that?" And I said, "That's Joe Don. He's filling in tonight." He was like, "Man, it's going to be a long night. He's not going to know anything we're doing." And that's the very first night they had never even met, and we stood right here where Gary is right now, and I was playing piano back then. And we sang Church on the Cumberland Road. It was our first song we ever sang together, and it was one of those moments in your life where you kind of stop and everything's in slow motion. And we looked at each other like, "What in the world just happened? That is extraordinary." And it was just that feeling that you had stumbled upon something really, really special. And Shane Sutton lost his gig forever.
Does Shane still talk to you guys?
Shane is in rehab right now. He really got hooked on drugs after Rascal Flatts took off. Yeah, no, I'm kidding. It's a joke.
God almighty.
He's on antidepressants. No, he's still playing with several artists.